What's that I hear? Is that in the backyard? Spring is here, the bush folk shout. Elves are waking, the spell is breaking, hedgehogs uncurling, spring birds are calling. Spring is here. Why are you laughing,
Matthew? Oh, what an intro. That was beautiful, poetic.
Well, I wrote that when I was possibly nine, and Peter Evans read it out on the radio. On the breakfast show, and look where I am. Spilling coffee all over Peter Evans.
Flinging your coffee across the studio.
Yeah, exactly. Don't you think that's wild?
Yeah. No, that's lovely.
Thank you.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And what a great intro. And yes, there is something. What is it about spring? That renewal, that breath of fresh air, isn't it?
It's friskiness. No. I'm just looking at you.
The cuckoos are calling.
Yeah, that was a bit cuckoo.
Yeah. So, look, I thought it'd be nice to talk about cuckoos, the harbingers of spring. I've got a couple of little bonus birds at the top to talk about as well.
Really?
Including one that a little bird sent in.
Well, that's because I've been trying to work out what the ba-boom, boom, boom bird is in the backyard forever. And I woke up, because I like to get up early, and I heard the ba-boom-boom bird, and so I recorded the ba-boom-boom-boom bird and sent it to producer Christopher Hollow. And what did he do? He wrote back. This was at 5:30 in the morning, of course, and he said, because we get up at 4 o'clock every weekday just to make sure we're not late for Saturday. And he said he has them at his place as well. Do you want me to play it for you?
Let's hear the bird.
Okay, so I've told you about this bird before. It goes ba-boom-boom-boom, bop. Oh.
Yep.
That's it. Bum, 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 bum. Here he goes. Bum, 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 bum,
bum, bum, bum. This is quality radio, isn't it?
You just sound like a physiotherapy session, a speech therapy session. What is it?
I know what bird that is. So that's at your place.
That's at my place.
That is brilliant.
Bayside.
Bayside?
My
okay.
Backyard.
Your backyard. All right. Here's a little shout out to...
Shut up, bird!
Oh, is this calling first thing in the morning, is it?
Yeah, first thing.
Pre-sunrise?
Pre-sunrise.
Yeah. Well, it's spring.
Bloody bird.
That friskiness, you said it. So this is a shout out to all those people who have been overshadowed by a bolder, brasher sibling. Well, you know, sometimes you have a sibling who's, you know, a bit more out there than you are. And so, well, I don't know.
Am I a mirror?
So this is a shout out to you. Now, that bird is not a red wattle bird, which is your, I don't know, our neighbourhood bully in Melbourne. And actually across most of Victoria, the red wattle bird. It's a large, this is what it isn't. The red wattle bird's a large honey eater with a yellow belly and the red wattles hanging down from the side of its neck, taking honey, taking insects in your neighbourhood. Mm. This one is not the big, bold, brash red wattle bird. It is the little wattle bird.
The little one.
Which, it's actually not that small.
It just gets up early to be noticed.
it's a medium to large bird. Instead of being spread right across Victoria like the red wattle bird is, the little wattle bird, I associate a bit more with coastal habitat. So, you know, you said your Bayside. I would say that beyond about 50 kilometres from the coast, you don't really find a whole bunch of little wattle birds across Victoria. Little wattle bird. You have to be careful as you say that. Mm-hmm. Look, it doesn't have the yellow belly of a red wattle bird. It doesn't have the wattles hanging off the side of its neck like a red wattle bird. Little wattle bird, it's gorgeous. I mean, you might just look at it and say, oh, it's just a plain old grey and brown. But when you look at it up close, you'll notice the streaking is so finely detailed. It's a lovely. It's a beautiful bird, the little wattle bird.
The little wattle bird.
Ooh, ooh. So there's your, here it comes again. I can just feel it.
That's what it's like at my place. Has anyone else got the little wattle bird?
Pre-dawn.
Pre-dawn.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, it's the season for it. I mean, there's a lot of activity in the bird world. Birds are, you know, seeking mates. They are warning other birds off their territory, staking out a claim on the neighbourhood and all the food resources within it. So, yes, so you'll notice things like magpies calling really
swooping.
Early. Swooping, of course. Mm. Common. Do you know, I saw a little Mazda convertible. You know those little roadster Mazdas? So the lady had the roof down in it, and she had one of those telescopic radio aerials off the back of the Mazda little convertible car. And the top of the radio aerial was festooned with those cable ties, those colourful cable ties. So that woman has been swooped in her Mazda convertible. Imagine
that. So she's probably Oh, wow. So the cable ties are there to
scare off the,
ward them off.
Scare them off.
Well, there was a horrible, terrible report in the news about a guy who got knocked off his bike by swooping magpies and lost his life. I mean, they're dangerous.
Well, I mean, you could argue that the cycling is dangerous. You could argue.
Yes, you could. Our postie has got a bike helmet with knitting needles that are welded into it with, like, things on the top
sparklers.
Of it. Sparklers. Yeah, stuff like that to keep the magpies away.
Yeah. Yeah, well, it is the season where, you know, these are, you know, they're great parents. They want to look after their young. And, of course, they do tend to protect their territories and their nests quite strongly. So I'm very sorry to hear about the loss of life there. Hey, there was this breaking news in the birding world in Victoria, Libby.
Breaking news. Sorry, can I just interrupt you? You know my bom-bom-bom-bom bird. Well, Jan from the Yarra Valley says they call it the chook-chook bird.
The chook-chook bird.
The chook-chook bird.
Chook-chook! Chook-chook! I wonder if that's a red wattle bird she's thinking of.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like my bom-bom bird.
Ooh, bom, bom, ee, ah, bom, ooh, bom, ooh, bom. Ee, ah, ooh. Yeah. So, breaking news in the birding world.
Yeah.
So, springtime is here, and there's been a really interesting influx into Victoria. This is the one I put into your list, the 1A bird.
I've got it.
The crimson chat... In a typical year in Victoria is, I reckon, reported maybe 3 or 4 times across the entire state, across the entire year. So not a regular visitor to Victoria.
Mm.
5 weeks ago, we started getting reports that there was maybe a bit of an influx going on. I reckon there is practically an invasion of these little crimson chats. This is what they sound like.
Oh, sounds like a digital alarm.
Not what you want to be hearing at 4 a.m.
No.
This is a bird of open... You're not going to be hearing this Bayside, I'm going to be honest with you. It's got down to about Bendigo already, and I reckon there's probably tens of thousands of these crimson chats in the States.
Wow.
If you've noticed in the northern half of Victoria, down to about Bendigo, or maybe even south of Bendigo, if you've noticed the male, he's bright red on the back, he's got a black face with a sort of a white bib. Female's... brownish, but she's got a bit of a crimson hue to her. And they get about in little flocks, 10 birds, 20 birds, sometimes, you know, 50 birds. It can be quite a large flock. Crimson chats, keep an eye out for them. There's an invasion going on. We've not seen the likes of this in Victoria for a long, long, long time. So, yeah, it's exciting news. Crimson chats invading the state.
Cheryl from West Meadows, your question for Matthew, please.
Yeah, my question, Matthew, is about the noisy miner. And, well, he's just started now. Is that the wattle bird or the little wattle bird or... What birds are the noisy miner?
Oh.
That's what we call them out here.
Okay. No, that's a different species. A noisy miner, this is M-I-N-E-R.
Is not the children.
A noisy miner is a honey eater.
But
it's not a wattle bird, different species. So wattle birds is a little family. We were talking about the big brash red wattle birds in your neighbourhood with the with its yellow belly and the little wattle bird that's been frequenting Libby's backyard. And your noisy miners, they're also quite bully-ish. They've got a sort of they're grey birds with a black cap and they've got a sort of a white fringe across the end of the tail. You can see them flying about. They tend to gang up on birds and they if you notice, you often see them in suburban parks. You see sort of open grass and trees about. The noisy miners will occupy the trees and they'll dive down and other birds to try and drive them out. So, yeah, it's just a different species, Cheryl.
Oh, okay, that's all right. I thought it was a wattle bird of some kind. But, yeah, we've got lots of them and I have lots of other tiny little ones because I have lots of natives in my garden.
Oh, you are so lucky.
They're little small birds that flit in and out and take the nectar and the wattle birds come along and scare them off.
They like that, aren't they?
There are a few sulphur-crested cockatoos down along the Mooney Ponds Creek walking track. We've got heaps of them.
Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thanks.
I've got a number of quest text messages coming in with pejorative names for the little wattle bird.
Oh,
I don't think the little wattle bird is very popular, but they're making me laugh.
Come on.
I can't read them out. All I can say is I had that, this is from someone who says, I had that awful bird in Brighton behind Bay Street near the water when I lived there about 10 years ago. But as for what they called...
What was that accent you just put on?
It was my Brighton accent. Brighton.
I see.
Yeah. You've got it naturally. I have to put it on.
That's right. Well, all these years working in public broadcasting.
It makes us sound like Brighton. I don't mind Brighton. I like it. I like living near Brighton. Jill, hello. You're in East Malvern?
Yes, I am.
I've lived there too.
And about 4:30 for the last 2 weeks when I've come home from shopping, there's a small wattlebird, I think, but there's a little wattlebird in my japonica having the lovely nectar out of the japonica red flowers.
That sounds realistic. Hey, another way. So, look, japonicas, absolutely.
I love
if you've
japonicas.
Got grevilleas, banksias, all these native honey eaters love those native flowers. Little waterbirds, I think, often have an association with grevilleas, but not just that. And they're actually quite versatile feeders as well. They'll take insects and flowers and whatnot
as
well.
Do you ever hear it sing, Jill?
No, I haven't. I haven't opened the window and looked. I thought I might scare it away, you know, the window of the car. But we had big, big wattlebirds that scared away all the honey eaters out of the backyard.
Oh, yeah.
That 7 years ago, and they've never come back.
Oh, give them a chance. Look, I don't know. Yes, excuse me, that can happen. I mean, you know, a big bully bird like a red wattlebird or maybe a little family of little wattlebirds might occupy the neighbourhood and might drive out the New Holland honey eaters and maybe the white-plumed honey eaters if you've got them. Give them a chance. You know, different birds exploit different flowers at different times of year. So just keep your eyes open and you might notice the tide change a little bit there with the visitors in your backyard.
Yeah, and have a little bit of a chant. That often helps. Anne is in Balwyn. It's Balwyn calling, Matthew. Hello, Anne.
Hello, Anne.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Have you got a noise?
Yeah, I think so. The bird that I thought you might have answered my question and that it was a little wattlebird, but I've just looked it up and it doesn't look the same. So the bird makes the call. It's sort of like...
Oh, that was a good whistle.
It was very good. Could you do it again? I don't think everyone in Victoria quite heard that.
Sorry, was it too loud?
No, do it again. Like a razzmatazz gone wrong. Razzmatazz ad...
Yeah, and the markings across the tail are across the middle of the tail, right across the middle of the tail and at the end of its wings, and it's more brown than speckled like the little wattlebird. And it's everywhere. It's really common.
Did you want me to play this one, Matthew, or you don't think it's that?
No. Look, I'm just having a bit of a puzzle. Like, you know, people are listening to this and thinking that you know, this expert's hopeless. But
butcher bird, someone suggested.
For Anne's bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the butcher bird has a real repertoire of funny, chattering, bubbling calls. Beep, beep, beep. In the city, what? Can you tell me more about that band across the tail, please, Anne?
So looks like a magpie, except it's dark. It's brown, not black. So it's about magpie size. But the band across the tail is in the middle of the tail. When it's flying, it's not at the bottom of the tail. It's right across the middle of the tail. And it's also got some under its, I think it's under its wings.
Sounds like a magpie with an identity crisis.
You know, you're almost describing a magpie lark in a way as well. Is it? But it's brown. Oh, look, I don't know. I'm just if we actually sat down and figured it out, and we'd get that in no time.
Picture and send it.
Yes, a picture.
Or record it and send it in.
Yes.
It's Weekends with Libby at abc.net.au. I've worked out how to use the inbox. As long as you spell Libby with an I, I can find the email. Weekends with Libby at abc.net.au or on my Facebook page, Ms. Oh, no, it's Ad Libby. I changed it. Addlibbi. Yeah, I changed it.
Ad Libby.
Ad Libby. Yep. Libby Gore, Ad Libby. Leanne, your turn.
Hi. I live in Bryce, and the bush behind us, we call it the whoop whoop bird.
The whoop whoop bird.
Goes whoop, whoop, whoop. And it goes like that.
I knew you were going to say that.
Do you know, is it a rapid call? Is it whoop, 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 or is it slower than that?
It's slower than that.
How does it go again?
Whoop, 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 and it goes for hours.
In Bright, you've got satin bow birds. Do you know what they look like?
No, because we haven't seen it. We've sort of walked up the bush to try and find it. But we don't know what it looks like.
Now, a satin bowbird, I beg your pardon, that's the one where the males are that glossy black and the females and young males are that green and speckled underneath colour.
Multiple texters are suggesting it's a currawong.
Do you know what?
They're not just saying it's
a
currawong.
That was for Anne. That was for Anne.
Oh, for Anne.
Yeah. Multiple callers. I think you're right. I must have. I mean, a currawong's not brown. But, I mean, it's black and white, and she did say it was about the size of a magpie. And, I mean, the... yeah, okay, look, I mean, all right. I mean, let's go provisionally with a pied currawong for Anne's bird.
But as for the whoop-whoop bird...
look, what are the... Leanne, what I'd like you to do is just look up some calls for the satin bowerbird, and they've got a whole bunch of chattering calls and some buzzy, funny calls, but just check that one out. So, hey, Libby, can we listen to a couple of these cuckoos that I've lovingly prepared for you?
Oh, yes, of course, so that your efforts have not gone to waste.
No. So this is spring, and it's a harbinger of spring. When I hear this call, I know that spring has arrived.
Oh, that's like a box of Cadbury Roses soft centres. I just find that one just so sweet. What is that?
A bit too sweet. That is a Horsfields bronze cuckoo.
Serves it right.
It's a small cuckoo. It's a sort of it's green on the back. Mm. It's got bands across its front, and it's got that downward call. And I'd like you to contrast that, please, with number three on your list there.
Yeah, I've
because
got number three.
This one, instead of going down.
Goes up.
Look, we'll make a pro out of you yet, Libby.
Goes up.
Yes, that's right. That's a shining bronze cuckoo. It's about the same size, small. It's only about sparrow size.
You know, I feel a little bit more sorry for this next one.
Do you now?
Yes, I do.
Well, shall we hear it?
Terrible name.
Great call.
But why is it called the pallid cuckoo? Is it wan? Is it sick? What's wrong with that?
Wan. We don't hear that word enough on the radio, do we?
Well,
wan.
A pallid cuckoo, yes. For goodness sake.
Yes. Well,
why is it pallid?
It's just a plain grey. Its palette is a plain grey. And if you've heard that, all of these cuckoos, by the way, much more often heard than seen. They're quite skulky little creatures. They don't want to be seen by other birds. Mm. Other birds don't like them because the other birds know what the cuckoos are up to.
What are they up to?
Depositing their eggs where they're not invited.
Oh, they're egg squatters. Are they? Like, do they find other people's nests, other birds' nests, and just plop them?
Brood parasites, or as Libby Gore would say, egg squatters.
Egg squatters.
Yes. So cuckoos, for the most part, will deposit their egg into another bird's, another species' nest.
Oh, my God. And then another bird father will go, I have been raising these chicks and they're not even mine.
And they're twice the size of me. What's going on?
Yeah. So they get other people to sit on them as well. Or do you know they're not your egg?
Well, there's a couple of different clever strategies that cuckoos use here. Often the egg will look similar to the host's eggs, so they're disguised. Sometimes the cuckoos will eject the existing eggs out of a nest.
That's why they call it cuckolded.
I have not looked that up. That's interesting, actually.
That has to be why they call them if you've been cuckolded.
Okay, well, we'll let someone with an entomological dictionary look that one up for us. I'd be interested to know.
Yep.
David Astle.
Yeah.
That's who we need. So, yes, and also sometimes when the cuckoo chick hatches, often they've got an instinct to, again, eject the other eggs out of the nest.
Wow.
So that the cuckoo chick grows faster and dominates the nest and therefore gets those other chicks and other eggs out so that the host parents, have no choice but to
leave.
Raise. Yeah, the invader chick.
Oh my God, it's an inverse adoption, adverse possession of parents.
I know, isn't it amazing?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we shouldn't get too sort of moralistic about it. It's nature and it's a really interesting field in nature. But that's what the cuckoos are getting up to. Cuckoos are interesting too. They like hairy caterpillars. Those three that we heard, the Horsfields bronze cuckoo, the shining bronze cuckoo, the pallid cuckoo, they like hairy caterpillars. They've got a special lining in the gizzard that those indigestible spines on a hairy caterpillar are absorbed in this lining, and the cuckoo can sort of spit out
like a sieve.
Yeah, well, yeah, and then it can spit out the spines that it can't digest. It's interesting.
Matthew, are you happy to put yourself through a bit of speed calling?
Speed calling.
All right.
Let's go.
Are you happy? Okay, let's do it. Mary, I've got you up next.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you? There was a mysterious bird in August, and it starts about 10:30 and then again at 4:30. And I was out with my iPad in my dressing gown in the middle of the night at 4 o'clock.
Oh, now, you mean at night, 10:30 at night to 4:30 in the morning?
No, it just comes. It's like it comes back later, early in the morning, and it sounds a bit like a magpie in tone, but it doesn't have the warbling, and it goes like this.
Do it. Do, 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 do. Oh, talk to...
Isn't that like a 1980s new wave hit? I can't quite place it.
It's sort of, I can't look, you know, you can't, I just can't get the sound, but it's very similar to a magpie. But it doesn't have the warbling bit at the end, and it repeats.
But don't you reckon that could be a magpie? Don't you reckon, would you not rule that out, that it was actually a magpie?
Yeah, well, I don't know what it was doing at 10 o'clock. And it was doing it nightly, like 10 o'clock at night, and then again, you know, early, you know, sort of 3, 4, and I'd hear it. And it just, yeah, it may have been, but it must have been a renegade.
I've noticed that my local magpies have a slightly different call at night. I mean, you can identify them as a magpie, and it's all about the quality, the tone of the call. I reckon you might be able to pick it there.
Okay. Mm. Thank you for your call. Victor, your turn.
Hi. You get it at night time. It's only at night time. It's a little bit plaintive too. There's a plaintive tone to it.
It's not the front gate.
No.
Victor, whereabouts are you?
In Castlemaine.
Castlemaine. What about, do you know, are you familiar with the call of an owlet nightjar?
No.
This is Matthew playing you one.
Is that, yeah.
Is that it?
It's similar.
Oh, it's a bit slow, isn't it? This I'm just playing them out of an app on my phone, David Stewart's calls that he supplied for Ausbird's app. Look, I don't know. I think you might want to check out a couple of recordings of Owl at Nightjar and see if that's a good clue for you.
Thank you, Victor. Alison?
Oh, good morning. I just wanted to let you know at 4:30 I popped on my slippers, walked out into the street to find the bird, which I now understand to be a cuckoo, to tell it to go and fly somewhere else because it's been waking me up for the last week.
What is this? So whereabouts are you?
We're in Hawthorne. But the second one that you played, the second cuckoo sound, that was it?
The tooey, tooey, tooey?
Yeah,
the one that goes up, the shining one.
This one?
No, the other one.
Hang on, the one that goes down.
That was it.
Stop the press. That was it.
It was a dark bird, and it had a bit of white underneath its tail. And it was quite a large bird, and then it flew off. And then I went back to sleep.
Well, luckily, it listened to you.
Can we fast forward down our list there, please, Libby? Can you go down to number 6 on your list?
I was just about to.
Oh, maybe that was it. I'm so confused. It's 4:30 in the morning.
I'd be confused too.
If it's not the birds, it's the kids coming home.
Exactly. Just a couple of hours later. Yep.
That call I just played you is a Pacific coel. And what happens at this time of year is that they migrate down into Victoria, like all of these cuckoos actually that I've already played you. Pacific coel migrates down into Victoria. They're more common in the east in Gippsland, and they're slowly spreading through the state. Each year they get a bit further south and west into the state. When people ask me in September and October, Matthew, I've heard this weird call, it's always a Pacific coel.
Always.
Because it's not a call that's familiar to Melbourne residents. It's more common up the east coast and further up. It's a large cuckoo. The male's a glossy black with a piercing red eye. Again, pretty skulky. Don't often see them, but they do seem to go quite well in cities. That's the Pacific coel. I reckon we could have one more little sneaky listen to the Pacific coel call, don't you reckon?
You're naughty.
I know, but I want people to remember it.
Okay.
Pacific coel. Look it up and just see if you can find an image of it. There's always one at the Botanic Gardens. It starts singing in about October. So that's sort of in my neighbourhood. Check it out.
That's your walk-off music.
Bye-bye. I'm out of here.
Matthew Crawford, as always, an absolute pleasure. You have lit up Victoria with this particular segment. I apologise to all the callers. We couldn't get to everyone. The board's still full. We're so sorry we couldn't get to your bird stories. And there are text messages galore to coin a phrase. Sorry.
Next time.
Next time.
Save them up. Let's do this again soon, hey?
Yeah, we'll always do it.
Send in your calls.
Yeah,
send your recordings.
Weekends with Libby at abc.net.au.